Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the In Town play. Well, plays. This is play 7, the Jesse Root, the 7th of 10 so far in the can. We recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I do hope to keep the pressure up in 2020 so that I have the first half done by the end of the year, if not necessarily released. If you want to help that happen, become a patron today at www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support is vital. Or you can buy us a coffee at coffee.com, that's ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Normally I say here that if you've listened to our Chester explorations, then obviously there's another version of the play you can compare this with, except there isn't. From Chester, and we haven't got around to doing any of the others yet. There's a few references in play 5 of Balaam and Balak to future prophesying, but in that play it tries to get such things out in the drama of the play itself, rather in this more processional sense of action. There are lots of different digital and physical editions of the End Town play out there, but you can go to the show notes to quickly find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into this play. It was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars sometime in 2019, so there are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released, and as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes, or you can email us at admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Mark Scanlon, Richard Fawcett, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton, and this is Play 7 of the End Town Play.
Basically, this is a prophet's play. This goes before all the stuff to do with
Joachim and
Anna and Joachim, etc. This is basically lining up all the stuff that happens. So broadly speaking, if we just work on a row going from prophet to prophet, I don't think anyone repeats, or if they do, who cares? So yes, basically it's a series of prophets saying prophety things. So if we go as Isaiah and work our way round, one each, and then go back to the start. If you will start with Isaiah.
I'm Isaiah first, okay? Mm. I am the prophet called to say, replete with God's great influence, and say plainly, be sprite of prophecy, that a clean maid, through meek obedience, shall bear a child which shall do resist.
Resistance? I think it's resistance, yes.
Against foul Zabulon, the devil of hell.
Zabulon! I like Zabulon.
Yes, I've not come across him before.
Yeah, let's see, there's proper names. Let's see if there's something that pops in Zabulon's C note. That's helpful. carry on, however. Against foul Zabulon.
Against foul Zabulon, the devil of hell. Many souls against him to defence, open in the field, the fiend he shall fell. Wherefore I say, quod virgo concepiet, et paratum filium nominem Emmanuel. Our life for to save, he shall suffer death, and by us to his bliss, in heaven for to dwell. A sacerdotal lineage, the truth I will you tell, flesh and blood to take, God will be born, joy to man in earth and in heaven angel, at the child's birth, joy shall make that morn.
Okay, just a pause there. Zabulon is from Le Mystère de la Passion, which includes a list of devils, of which Zabulon is one, apparently. Yeah. So, that's one. And Zabulus occurs with the meaning of devil in some other source as well. So that's interesting. Could you just do the last two lines of that again to give Reddick's Jesse
his cue?
His cue.
Joy to man in earth and in heaven angel at the child's birth. Joy shall make that morn.
Egreditia virga de radis jesse, et flos de radis eos ascendit. A blessed branch shall spring of me, that shall be sweeter than born's breath. Out of that branch in Nazareth, a flow shall bloom of me. Jesse wrote, the which by grace shall destroy death and bring mankind to blessed most sought.
So bliss most bliss. Sought, yeah. Did we start off with two lines of French there, or was that Latin?
No, it's Latin-ish.
Yes, it's...
I think ish rather than...
Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, King David, if you will follow up, please.
Right. I am David, of Jesse wrote, the fresh king by natural succession, and of my blood shall spring our boat, as God himself has made promises.
Promission.
Right. God himself has made permission. A regal life shall come from such foison, that a clean maiden?
Maid. It's just maid.
A clean maid mother shall be, against the devil's false illusion, with regal power to make man free.
King David, could I ask you for an encore? And then I'll do Jeremiah's prophet, and then Richard, if you can do Solomon, and we'll just keep going round the circuit, as it were.
Is that Solomon as in the Bible, or Suleiman as in the...
I think it's Solomon. I think it's not. It's not Solomon.
It's Solomon.
That's a whole different set of plays. Anyway, King David.
I am David, of Jesse wrote, the fresh king by natural succession, and of my blood shall spring our boat, as God himself has made permission, of legal life shall come forth foison, that a clean maid mother shall be, against the devil's false illusion, with regal power to make man free.
I am the prophet Jeremy, and full accord in all sentence, with King David and with, I see, affirming plainly before this audience that God of his high benevolence of priest and king will take lineage and buy us all from our offence. Lineage. Of priest and king will take lineage. No, it is lineage, isn't
lineage.
It? Yeah. Of priest and king will take lineage and buy us all from our offence in heaven to have his heritage.
I am Solomon, the second king, and that worthy temple forsooth made I, which that is figure of that maid...
Young, yeah, ying, so it's ying, ying, but it means young, yeah. Because it sort of rhymes with king.
That shall be mother of great Messiah.
A vision of this full verily, I, Ezekiel, had also... of a gate that spurred was truly, and no man but a prince might therein go.
The third king of the gentle Jesse. My name is no King Robius. Of our kindred man shall see a clean maid tread down foul Sathanus.
And I am a prophet called Micaeus. I tell you plainly that thus it is. Even like as Eve, mother of woe was, so shall a maiden be mother of bliss.
I that am called King Abias, confirm for true that ye have said, and say also, as in this case, that all our mirth cometh of a maid. And back to the beginning again, Richard.
I, prophet Daniel, am well apaid. In figure of this I saw a tree. All the fiends of hell shall be afraid when maidens fruit thereon they see.
I, King Asa, believe all this, that God will of a maiden be born, and to us bring unto endless bliss, rule on road, be rent and torn.
I, Jonas, say that on the third morn, through death he shall rise, this is a true tool. Figured in me the witch long before, lay 3 days buried within the core.
And I, Josaphat, the sixth king certain of Jesse root, in the lineal succession,
Lineal.
All my progenitors hath before me sain, faithfully believe,
without all dubitation.
I think it possibly
disputation. Give that last line another crack, right. Liz.
Forthfully believe with Owen all dubation.
I, Abadias prophet, make this protestation that after he is risen to live once again, death shall be driven to endless damnation, and life shall be granted a paradise full plain.
And I, Juras, also in the number of 7 of Jesse wrote King.
Knowledge
that he, after his resurrection, return shall to heaven, both God and very man, there endless to be.
I, Habakkuk prophet, holdeth well with thee. When he is risen, he shall upstay in heaven as judge, sit in his see, us for to deem what we shall deem.
And I, Uzias, king of high degree, sprung of Jesse, wrote, Darwell say this, when he is gone to his dignity, he shall send the Spirit to his disciples.
And I, Joel, know full true that his God bade me write in prophecy, he would send down his Spirit, Iwis, on young and old full scaly.
Sickly. Young and old full sickly. My name is no King Joathan, the 9th king sprung of Jesse. Of my kindred God will be man, and mankind to save, and that joyeth me.
With you I do hold that am prophet Agi, come of the same high and holy stock. God of our kindred indeed born will be from the wolf to save all sheep of his flock. What is that bollocks?
I think, to be fair, that possibly may sum up the whole pageant. Mm. But let's... I think he's going with the whole Lamb of God thing there. Anyway, we're nearly there. It's nearly over.
God, they must have been roaring in the hours with that fucking
man. I think the logic of this is it's a palate cleanser. We've had a little bit of excitement.
What, you mean the audience hasn't even bothered to come in?
I think actually this is almost the equivalent. Is it in the last episode?
Yeah, it's setting up for what's coming.
Yes.
Well, it's the connection between the old and the new. The Old Testament and the New Testament are very radically different things.
Yes.
And this is trying to say, well, we need the Old Testament because we need to prove why Christ was Christ. Mm. And that's sort of...
Well, we need the Old Testament because having suddenly got hold of Christ, we need to get back to a little bit of nitty-gritty.
Anyway, that was Aggie.
Of Jesse, King Achas is my name, that falsely worshipped idolatry, till Isaiah put me in blame and said a maid should bear Messiah.
Of that birth witness bear I, a prophet Isaiah, man we call. And after that tale of Isaiah, that maid shall bear Emmanuel.
My name is known, King Ezekias, the 11th king of this genealogy, and say forsooth, as in the case, a maid be Meekins.
Meekness again.
Meekins shall bring mercy.
I, a prophet called Sophony, of this matter do bear witness, and for truth do certify that maiden's birth our wealth shall dress.
Of this noble and worthy generation, the 12th king of I, Manasses, witnessing here be true testification, that maiden's child should be Prince of Peace.
And I, Baruch, prophet, confirm words these, Lord and Prince of Peace, though that child be, all his foemen against him that press, write a grim sire, a doomsday shall he be.
Amon King, for the last conclusion, all things before and said for troth do testify, praying that Lord of our sins remission, at that dreadful day, he us grant mercy. Thus, we all of this genealogy, according in on here in this place, pray that High Lord, when that we shall die, of his great goodness to grant us his grace.
And thus it ends. Interestingly, the book actually had a little genealogical chart to help explain how everyone was descended from everyone else, which is lovely, very useful. So you can see the logic of all of the various relations to lineal kings.
Wouldn't help the audience too much, though, would it?
No, but I think, I hope that A, it was almost faster and overlappy. I also hope there was music, which would, I think, help. I also...
loud music.
Yeah. but you've got to remember, this sort of presentational, I am a such and such thing, is quite common in city displays and pageants of sort of more civic sorts. Actually, I've got one in the lineup for the future of entrances for King Edward into cities from Coventry, which are very much like this. Basically, you just stand up and do a speech. There might be a tableau. And again, we don't know what the visual element with this is. My chair is not very stable.
The opportunities for costume in this are quite...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure everyone had silly hats.
Dramatic.
You get to wear a crown, a cardboard crown.
Crown, silly hat, you know.
It would be the same crowd, they'd have to pass it around, wouldn't they?
Well, that's the thing, is that when we've been talking about the size of cast, a lot of these plays have large cast sizes, but obviously they can't be all on the cart at the same time, so there's usually a point where everybody sort of rings the changes and moves around. With this, it's straightforward. You've got one person in place, one person who can get to the back of the cart, ready to step forward and take it, and you've got a nice, straightforward processional way of you know, you almost don't need a cart, you just need a very, very big stump. You need a crest.
Stand on this table in the middle of the yard.
It's sort of speaker's corner in that.
I mean...